Back on with Pete Sorrell from Fred's in Kenton, continuing our Western UP ice fishing report. Pete, I appreciate more of your time, first of all.
You bet, Adam.
Let's continue now, as we already talked about ice conditions, 6 to 8 inches on almost all bodies of water now. Running sleds, running machines, and getting shacks out on the ice doesn't seem to be an issue at this point, which is good news. I always worry about the safety and people pushing the envelope a little bit too much early season. So let's get into the fishing reports. You said you went down to the Sylvania track. I'm curious, first of all, how you did there, because I'm getting phenomenal pan fishing reports from Iron County.
Yeah, we did really good, Adam, on both crappie and on bluegills. We moved around. You know, it's always exciting first ice, and a lot of times you don't get to get on these lakes this early. So it was kind of a new experience for us, and we moved around, and you'd like to sit, if you got a hot hole, you'd like to sit there and catch, but you'd also like to try different areas and kind of explore a little bit. So we did real well in that area, and my friends that went back down to Vuitezaire did excellent also on mainly bluegills, and they were just using a teardrop and waxworms. And they did excellent over there, too.
Is that what you were using on the Sylvania tract?
You bet, yeah. And we were varying our colors. Red and green seems to work the best. And like I said previously, everybody's got their favorite colors. And when they're biting, it doesn't seem to care much what color it is.
Were you using tungsten jigs?
Absolutely. Because when you're looking at your electronics and you see a bunch up on top, they're normally the little ones. Once you get down below them, then you got a better chance at some quality fish.
Tungsten gets you down there quicker for sure. All right, let's go to Lake Ogebic here real quick. What's the recap on that from this past weekend?
We caught a lot of northerns early. It seemed like the late bite was better for the walleyes. And we caught some 30-inch pike. The walleyes were a little more finicky. I found out later on Sunday that my friends that were fishing the deeper water, when I say deeper, it was 10 to 12 instead of 5 to 6, they did real well. And also a report from the south end of Lake Ogebic, too, they did real well down there, again, in the deeper water, again, 10 to 12 feet.
Now, were you using lures or live bait?
We were using live bait, and we were jigging. Matter of fact, we got some new spoons in at Fred's that we got from a show, and they have light sticks on them, and we caught a few, but I think that's going to be a good lure for walleye.
Stop into Fred's, talk to Pete, find out what that's all about, and we'll leave them hanging a little bit on that so they come see you, huh?
just a teaser.
Pete Sorrell from Fred's East Branch Outfitters in Kenton, thank you so much for your time today. Good fishing reports.
Oh, hopefully next week will be just as good.
This is The Outdoor Show.